From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell appealed for help in Iraq. He met in Geneva with the foreign ministers of four countries, the other permanent members of the UN Security Council. Powell wants a United Nations resolution that would encourage other countries to send troops and money for the dangerous work of stabilizing and rebuilding Iraq. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Geneva.
There were all the same players, but none of the fireworks of the Security Council debates from before the war. This time, the talks weren't about invading Iraq, but about how best to bring political power to the Iraqi people. Earlier this month, the United States circulated a draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council calling for foreign troops to serve under U.S. command. It also called for international recognition of the Iraqi Governing Council, a body hand-picked by U.S. administrators. Washington also wants the Iraqi Council to set a timetable for elections. After comments by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, Secretary of State Colin Powell sounded optimistic the American ideas would ultimately find support.
So I will leave this meeting encouraged with the points of convergence, but also recognizing that there are still some difficulties and differences that have to be worked out. What we are all committed to, as the Secretary General said, is to put authority back into the hands of the Iraqi people for their own destiny, for their own future, as fast as is possible, but do it in a responsible way.
The objections are coming mostly from France. French diplomats have submitted amendments to the draft resolution calling for the UN to replace American administrators as the steward of political change in Iraq. The French also want all power transferred to the Iraqi Governing Council next month, for it and the UN to write a constitution by the end of the year, and for elections to be held next spring. On his plane coming over to Geneva, Powell called the French ideas totally unrealistic. Today, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin said the important thing was to have begun talking.
Il y a des questions difficiles. Vous avez évoqué la question de la souveraineté.
There are difficult questions, notably that of transferring political power, de Villepin said. These are processes that will be difficult, and we're aware of the need for a gradual and progressive approach. But there's a dialogue here between us, which we want to continue in New York. Next week, UN diplomats there are to take up where their bosses left off here today. The U.S. and Britain would like a resolution as soon as possible. Whatever is decided, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said he wants council members to keep in mind not just the future of the Iraqi people, but the safety of UN personnel. In August, a bomb attack in Baghdad killed Annan's right-hand man, Sergio Vieira de Mello, and seven other UN staffers.
And I convey the concerns of the humanitarian community. As you know, I met them here yesterday. I convey their concern, and that it requires both adequate military deployment and a clear political horizon for the transfer of authority to Iraqi institutions.
Annan said the UN was ready to work in Iraq, but insisted that power must soon be in the hands of the Iraqi people. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Geneva.